Hey, it's your girl No Escape, and I'm back with another episode. Yes, that's right, episode 4, season 1. So, guys, today we're going to be talking about when it comes to marriage. Yes, I'm going to talk about marriage today again, because I am seeing things that just doesn't sit well with me. You know, when it comes to a marriage, and it's just like I don't think some people that are married today realize the meaning behind a marriage. Okay, so what do one do when they find out that their husband or wife is having, you know, cheating on them, pretty much. Now, here's the thing. I'm not married, guys. So, and I never have been married. But, does that mean that I'm not able to speak on it? Absolutely not. Because I'm able to speak on it because these are the things that I will not allow in my marriage. You know, pretty much. I will not allow certain things in my marriage. It's just certain things you just do not allow. Because you are more than what one tried to make you out to be. And obviously, you are, they seen something in you that they loved, you know, that they couldn't resist, that they didn't want to live without. So, now, the question I have, like, how do that just change, you know, within a few years or a couple of years or a couple of months? That's, you know, the answer that I'm looking for, because I'm just not understanding why or how. But I know some, you know, married couples say they have grown apart and the spark is not there any longer, or they are arguing too much and they're not agreeing, you know, with each other on absolutely anything. But I just feel like what you're going to get out of marriage is what you put into it. So don't go into marriage expecting love if you don't put the love into the marriage. You understand what I'm saying? So if you don't put the love into the marriage, then there's no love in the marriage. Don't go into a marriage thinking that everything is just going to be already there when you guys get married, because that is make-believe. You have to do the work. If you can't take something, don't expect to get something out of a basket if you haven't put anything in it, okay? So that's the same thing with a marriage. If you haven't put any effort towards the marriage, or if you have not put any love into the marriage, then it's not going to work, because two people that love each other put the love into the marriage, okay? So that's how that goes. You can't expect it just to fall out the sky because you guys have went and, you know, got married. That's just not going to happen. It's impossible. So what I want to talk about is infidelity. You know, what level, well, not really what level, but I will say, what is your, like, cutoff point? Like, you just had enough. And what should be the actual cutoff point, you know, when it comes to your marriage and your significant other, your husband or wife, is stepping out on you, or they're actually entertaining other men or women, you know, outside of their marriage? Because I find that to be disturbing, and it's very unacceptable. You know, you don't go outside your marriage and entertain other individuals, you know. I just don't find that acceptable, you know. But, so it's just a lot of things that I have read and I have seen, you know. Even, you know, people that I have been around that's married, you know. I have family members that's married, like my sisters, they're married. You know, I have friends that's married and whatnot. I'm not married, you know, but that doesn't mean that I can't speak on marriage, because I can speak on it because what I have seen around me, you know, with the ones that I love that's married. And yeah, so what I will say when it comes to marriage, you know, I feel like marriage is just the next step from a relationship. Of course, we all know that. But here's the thing. It's somewhat still like a relationship when you think about it. The only thing is different. You have a ring, you went and said some vows, and you have a piece of paper stating you're married. You know? So the same thing you're putting into a relationship is exactly what you should put into a marriage. It shouldn't be anything different. Now, far as in respecting each other, you know, staying faithful to one another, it still should be the same. Because if you're not even faithful in your relationship, then there's no way you're going to be faithful in your marriage. You can't go into a marriage, you know, if the relationship is already broken, because it's just going to turn into a broken marriage. Because you didn't do anything to, you know, fix the relationship before you took that necessary, you know, went to that next level. So we have to all, you know, think about that before we make these big decisions, because marriage is definitely a big decision. It's, you know, it is. It's the next step. Like, there's no turning back, you know? Yeah, it's easy to go get a divorce, but come on, like, that's not the point of going to get married, to be married for like all of 2 and 3 years and then get a divorce. No, you went into this marriage because you meant until death do you part, you know, to death do you guys apart. And that's what you meant, you know, when you said your vows. But, yeah, I just feel like now marriage is not what it used to be back in the days. You know, when the man and the woman, like, were really into each other and they really was about their marriage and they kept other people out of their marriage and they didn't step outside of their marriage, some of them, you know, and some did. But it's just not the same as of now. You know, I'm just looking around and, you know, the people I see that's married is just, like, dysfunctional. And I'm just like, what happened to a, you know, respectable, decent marriage? Yeah, you're going to have your ups and downs, and that's understandable. But it's not understandable when you're stepping outside of your marriage and you're not respecting your significant other. You don't care about their feelings. You're not worried about their, you know, how they're feeling and whatnot. I just find that to be very selfish and self-centered. Do I consider if your significant other, or I'm going to say if my significant other and we were married and they are contacting women outside, you know, women, and we're married and they're talking and texting and entertaining other women, do I find it, see it as cheating? Yes, I definitely see it as cheating. And the reason why I say that is because if you're talking to another woman or man outside of your marriage and your husband or wife is none of the wise about you guys communicating with each other, then yes, it is considered cheating because you're pretty much keeping it a secret. Because if there was nothing going on between you two, then you wouldn't mind or wouldn't, you know, have a problem with sharing that with your significant other. Okay? So when you're hiding it, then yes, it can look very, very suspicious because you're not communicating that with the one that you took the vows with, which is your husband or your wife. So when you're entertaining other men or other women outside of that, this is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, you're entertaining other people and you're not entertaining your husband or your wife, the one that you should be entertaining. So yes, I consider it as cheating. Because guess what's going to happen? Eventually, not with all but some, eventually if they keep communicating with this person, you know, this outside of their marriage, it's going to turn into something else. Because we all know, when you communicate, then eventually you'll meet up. And then it goes to something else, and then it turns into something else, and then voila, you know, before you know it, you're in the bed with them, and before you know it, you're constantly seeing them. You know, let's not be oblivious to the fact of what's going on. So when you entertain, yeah, it can start off as an innocent conversation, but it always ends up another way. You and I both know this, you know? So you never know how this is going to turn out. So that's why you have to be mindful when you do these type of things. You cannot entertain other men or other women when you are involved with someone or you're married, etc. Because it can turn out really bad. You know, so this is the reason why I believe that I am not married, because I feel like I haven't met anyone that can fill that void. You know what I mean? And the reason why I said that void, because I have not met anyone who's, I feel, that will take the marriage seriously. You know, because if I get married, I'm not looking to be divorced. And I'm sure everyone goes into it, you know, into their marriage feeling the same way. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen for everyone. You know, but me per se, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to take my time. You know, yeah, I'm 38, but hey, who cares? Just because I'm 38 doesn't mean that I should rush and get married because I'm 38. Absolutely not, because I'll rather wait on that special, you know, on that person that I'm supposed to be married to. Just because you're older doesn't, and you're not married, doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. You know, that doesn't mean anything. It just means that you have not met the right one for you. You know? So, yeah, but see, because here's the thing. You got a lot of people that's married now, and their marriage is dysfunctional. You know, they thought that they met the right one, and end up realizing that the partner that they chose, you know, chose to marry, the person they chose to be with for the rest of their lives, is not going to happen. Because it ends in divorce, and the divorce maybe tops 2 to 3 years. I know some people who have gotten married and have not even been married a whole year, and they're on the verge of divorce already. And the reason why? Because they didn't fix it before they got married. So everything that happened in the relationship spilled over into the marriage because it was not handled or worked on before they got married. So this is the reason why I say everyone should take their time. It's no rush. And if the relationship is already in the uproar and you don't do anything about it and you think marriage is going to fix it, absolutely not. Now you just pretty much took the toxic relationship and now, you know, and just made it a toxic marriage. That's all. Nothing different. A marriage will not fix relationship problems or anything if you don't fix it before you get married. This is what's going to happen. It can save a lot of people from being divorced. A lot of married couple. It can save them from being divorced if they just go ahead and fix the problem before they get married. Stop sweeping up on the rug and think that marriage is going to, you know, be the answer. Because it's absolutely ludicrous if you really believe that. Okay? So, yeah, but I feel like this, back to what I was saying, I know I got off topic a little bit, but I want to just put that out there because it needs to be said. And, you know, even if I say this in every podcast, you know, I hope someone takes something from this, because this is the real. You know, you can't go into your marriage thinking that everything's going to be okay if you have not even dealt with what was going on before marriage. Okay, so you might hear me say this, you know, throughout my podcast, you know, each and every one of them, maybe, you know, because I want to put that out there. And I feel like this can help others and the people who aren't engaged and, you know, that's in a relationship and they're thinking about becoming engaged, you know, so, yeah. Now, if I cut my spouse entertaining another woman, okay, and we're married, whether we're married or in a relationship, but I'm going to speak on marriage. If I caught my significant other, my husband, entertaining another woman, what will I do? And I see the message. Now, here's the problem. If I only see one message, then I know there's two. And then I know there's three. And then I know there's four, but I only see one. So that is a big problem with me. And the reason why it's a problem, because that means he has deleted all the other message. And the only reason why I was able to see this message, you know, this is how I'm looking at it, is because he didn't get the chance to delete it because he was nowhere by his phone. So when I looked the phone, voila, here come the message coming through. Okay? But you see no other message. Now, when you open up the message and you read it and you see it, you can tell the difference between the two. If someone said, hey, my name is such such, how you doing, you know, blah, 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 then you know they just recently, just that right then and there reached out to your husband. But if you open that message and it does not say anything pertaining to that, and it's like they have, she's responding back, or he, to something that has been said, you know, it looked like a conversation has already been started, okay? Then you know 9 times out of 10 that is not the first message. And you can tell if you read the message, if you put your mind, I mean, come on, use your head, okay? You don't need to see the other message to know that your husband has been entertaining other women. You don't need to see that, or your wife have been entertaining other men, because just from that one message is going to tell you all you need to know. It's going to tell you that, but you have to be open to it, because some of us look and be in denial and don't want to know the truth. But here's the thing, the truth should set you free by all means. And one thing you don't do, you don't allow a man to use reverse psychology on you, let alone a woman, okay? So you have those, you know, husband or wives, or girlfriend or boyfriends, but we're going to keep it about husband and wives. You have those husband wives that will get caught doing something, you know, like cheating or entertaining other men or women, you know, and they will try to turn it all back around on you. They would try to turn it all around on you, you know, back around on you, which is called reverse psychology, okay? So when you have caught them in an act, and then they pretend to be upset at you as if you were the one that got caught, and then they now have an attitude with you, and they walk around like, oh, you just, you know, like you're the bad person, when they have gotten caught, it's all BS, and don't entertain it. Because I am a firm believer in silence, okay? And I mean what I say, like the silent treatment, okay? So that means if you have steered me wrong and then you think you're going to use reverse psychology on me, you are absolutely ludicrous, and, you know, and you got to be out of your mind to even think that. Because I am like 20 steps ahead of you. And I know all the games. I know them all. So when I, you know, come to you and I confront you about the message I sent, and then you get upset at me because I confronted you about it, and then you're making it seem like I'm the problem or I did something to you. Now you're walking around with an attitude and you don't want to talk to me and we ain't spoke. That's fine. I'm not going to be upset, I'm not going to cry, and I'm not going to even bring it up again. Because what I would do, if I see that message, to be quite honest, I wouldn't say anything to you. Okay? I have nothing to say, because you're not going to, I mean, I'm not expecting you to be honest, to be quite, I mean, let's just be real. For some, I'm not expecting you to be honest. So me, as a woman and your wife, but a woman first, I'm going to look at that message, okay? I'm not going to say anything to you about it. I'm going to memorize that name. And when I memorize that name, what I'm going to do, because I'm your wife and I have every right to do that, I'm going to write that other woman and I'm going to politely ask her how long you and my husband been communicating with each other. I'm not sure if you are aware that he is married. Because you never know with some men, you know, they like to lie as well as women and say that they're not married, and they probably have single in their profile, you know, You never know. Okay? So what I'm going to do is write that other woman and ask her how long she has been communicating with my husband. Did she know he was married? And let her know I have no animosity against her, no problem with her, because here's the thing. Ladies, we have to understand one thing. You cannot take your anger out on the next woman. And the reason why I say this is because you don't have a contract with them. You're not married to them. They're not married to you. They don't owe you anything. But your husband owes you everything, because that's who you took the vows with. Okay? So you can't, don't go going off on her, because what you're going to do, any information that you want from her and that she has, you're going to end up not receiving. So when you go and you be upset and angry and you're cussing out, I highly doubt if she's going to give you any information now. She's not going to. So you have to be mindful of that. When you're trying to get evidence and proof, do not write the other woman or call her with an attitude, because she really doesn't have to give you anything and tell you anything. So my advice, try to be as nice as possible and let her know you're not upset at her, but you just want to know and need to know what is going on with your husband and her, because for your own sanity, and so you can make the decision on what it is that you need to do. Okay? So if she agrees to give you all that information, I mean all the text messages, okay, you thank her, you know, etc., let her know you're not upset, you know, all that in the you know, and more. And then what you do, you take those messages, you don't say anything to him about it. You go to the library and you print every last one of those messages out that your husband and your wife, or your wife, has had with the other man or woman, okay? You print them out and then you come home, because they more than likely not going to be there. You want to do it when they're not there, trust me. You come home, because see, this is how I think. You come home and you take every last one of those printouts and you paste, you pretty much paste them. So you tape them on the refrigerator, you tape one on the in the bathroom, tape one on the garage, wherever you know this person is going to walk through, because you know them and they live with you, so you know their every move and their everyday routine when they come home. So you want to make sure they walk past every last one of those printouts, okay, of them having this communication with this other woman. See, because here's the thing, they won't be able to deny it, because that's gonna F them, you know, mess them up really bad, pretty bad, when they come in and they're not expecting any of this, because there's no need to keep arguing or ask them, and you know they're going to lie and they're not going to be honest. So why waste your time when you got the evidence and you can get them, long as you're nice to the person that you're trying to get them from? Okay, all you have to do is post them everywhere in the house. You don't need to ask them anything. There's nothing to ask them when you know what is going on, because you already know they're not going to be honest. Some, not all, but majority of them, they're not. They're going to use reverse psychology. They're going to try to make it seem like you're the crazy one and you're just always nagging them, because they refuse to answer the question. They're not going to. So you can save yourself all of that time and that headache, you know, wasting your time asking and your breath when you know they're not going to be honest. So my advice, you don't have to ask them anything, because you have the proof. Okay, you take that and you post it. You post it everywhere in your household. And then that way, every time you walk past, they're going to see it, because there's nothing they will be able to say, you know, to clear that up. They can't. So now all you have to do, and you don't say anything, you still keep the silent treatment. There's nothing else to discuss. We don't need to discuss anything, because I know all I need to know. Right here, I mean, from the moment I opened that, you know, sent that message, And from the moment I spoke with her and the moment I printed out, read every message between you and the other person, I really don't need to ask you anything because you pretty much answer everything that I would have asked you. It pretty much answered everything that I would have asked you. But the difference is I know that I wasn't going to get a direct answer, you know what I mean, or the truth. So why waste my time when I can just go ahead and read over all these messages between you and her and then post them, and then there's nothing you can say because you can't deny it. That's you. That's your name. That's you. So you're unable, you can't deny it. So, this is exactly the type of thing that I would do. You know what I mean? Because I just, I'm just a different type of person. Woman. I'm not for the BS, and I'm not going to keep asking you over and over again. And I'm just not going to ask you the first time because I already know if I seen it, I already know you're going to deny it. Because if you have already denied certain things and other things that I have asked you, then what would make me think that you're going to be honest now? I don't think that, you know, over the course of time, throughout our marriage, you haven't been honest about this and that. So why would you be honest now? Definitely about entertaining another woman. If you can't even be honest about the smallest things. So that right there, you know, that would save you a lot of arguments and time, because you don't need to put yourself through that with the arguments and wasting your time asking, and you're not getting the answers you want. They're going to keep lying. They're not going to be honest. I'm not saying all but some, but we know this because it's right now. You have some married couples right now as I speak is going through exactly this. They're going through this right now. As of now, they're going through it. And who's ever cheating, you know, having an affair outside their marriage, and their husband or their wife comes to them and asks them because they getting a feeling in their gut and going with the intuition, you know, and it's telling them that their husband or wife has not been faithful. And then they go and, you know, say something or ask them and blah, 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 and they're not being honest. This is going on right now in marriages, you know. So this will save you a lot of headaches, etc. It will. I'm telling you, get the evidence, and if you have them, don't you present them to him. Until you present them to him, when you post them, or her, until you pretty much post them all around the house, because now they can't lie their way out of that. And then you still keep silent. You don't say anything because there's nothing to be said. Now they, you can sit back and watch and see how they're going to try to get themselves out of this one. You know? So don't even waste your time. Go on with your daily routine. Do what you're going to do. You know? Don't even waste your time. Just stay, you know, because that's the best thing you can do is stay silent. And I'm telling you. Because now in their mind, they're like, okay, they posted this. I see this. But they're not saying anything to me. They're not, you know, entertaining it. They're not angry. They're not upset. That is the best way to be. Be upset and angry for what? When you already know. Yes, of course, I understand. Yeah, you're going to be pissed. But you never show it. Don't ever show him or her that you're pissed. Don't ever show it. You just know that you have to focus on your next move. That's what you need to be focused on. You don't need to be focused on the cheating and the lying because you already got proof that happened. So there's no need to even, you know, waste your time on that any longer about confronting him when you already did, when you post, or her, when you already did that, when you posted all the evidence up. Okay? So you tape all the evidence everywhere, on the refrigerator, stove, all wherever you tape it. You don't need to discuss that anymore. You don't even need to hit on that any longer. Now, just make sure your next move is your best move. That's what you need to be focusing on. Anything outside of that? Oh, and if you have children, of course. Because your next move is going to be your best move, and your best move is going to be for your children, of course. That's nor here or there. You know? So, yeah. But I just, you know, pretty much read something, and it just didn't sit well with me at all. And I was just like, wow, you know, I feel sorry for this individual. I'm not going to name anyone's, put no one's name on it. But, yeah, I just felt really bad for her. And I'm just like, you know, If you're doing this and you're doing that, you know, you stuck by your husband and he's, you know, just not being respectful and he's not being considerate of your feelings and he's self-centered and he's selfish, you know, and you guys have children, you know, it's time to think outside the box pretty much, okay? It's time to think outside the box because everything needs to stop, and I do mean far as in cooking, cleaning, etc., anything that you have been doing for him, and he has not been appreciative, and you know it, and he's showing you that he's not, then don't, you no longer do it. Stop doing it. The only thing you need to worry about, your only concern now is you and your children, and that is it. No one else, not him. He doesn't matter, because when he showed you that he didn't care about you and the children, then now it's fair game, okay? He's not your concern any longer. You don't care. Do not care anymore. Stop worrying about him. Focus on you and your children. That's it. Okay? So with that being said, I hope this helped someone out there. But yeah, I just wanted to bring this to my podcast because, and you know what, guys, actually what I'm going to be doing, I am definitely going to be taking, like, you guys can email me or whatnot. I do have it where you guys can, if you want to respond to any podcast that I have, you can also leave voice messages, I'm sorry, as well, and then I'll go ahead and yes, as I was saying, you guys can go ahead and leave voice messages, and I'll go ahead and insert them in the video. Or you guys can also email me at noescape1@gmail.com. If you guys want to send in topics, or if you want me to read, you know, pretty much read things that you are going through, you know, because you want to keep it anonymously, that's fine. I really want to keep it that way. I really don't want anyone names to be said on, you know, on this podcast. So I'd rather just keep it where everyone would be disguised, you know. No identity would be revealed or anything like that. Or if you want to be pretty much on my show, on my podcast, you can also email me at noescape1@gmail.com. And yeah, so what I will be doing, I will be reading, you know, people's stories that they're going through, and I'm just going to keep it, you know, keep their identity hidden. I'm not going to say their name. I'm not going to say their location or anything like that. So if you guys want to send me, you know, emails and want me to read, pretty much, your, situation on my podcast, I will definitely do it. And I also will respond back, you know, pretty much give you my opinion, what I think that you should do, and not pretty much what you should do, but what I would do in a situation, okay? So feel free to email me at noescape1@gmail.com. All right, until then, you guys, I'll holla.